This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the 1 week and one day countdown to Donald Trump in the North Dakota edition of What's On Your Line, the rule of law edition of What's On Your Mind. It's under attack, in case you hadn't noticed. We'll spend a little time talking about that today. And why are we talking about what we're talking about? Why is this issue of the separation of parents and children at the border consuming the media, consuming Washington, D.C., consuming coffee shop conversations everywhere? Why? Why do you think that is? I want you to know this, folks. There is zero doubt that the reason, an issue that started in April, that's when Attorney General Jeff Sessions said, say, we're going to be enforcing the law. One of the reasons they decided to enforce the law at the border as it exists is because of the child trafficking concerns that were going on there. By the way, so that was April when it was announced, started in May. Why do you think that the meltdown of media coverage, the hysterical reporters in the White House briefing all but crying about this, and you're a mother, don't you have any empathy? And you know, all these advocates, they aren't journalists, they're advocates for a cause. They ought to all have foundations and being doing this work important to them outside of the auspices of trying to call balls and strikes in journalism, because it's not journalism. But as usual, the media and the Democratic Party apparatus are one and the same. I mean, Heidi Heitkamp's part of this. This is a charade. And the charade, folks, is to do this now because of a few reasons. One, the economy, the way it is. North Korea and some success in the diplomatic efforts to bring a denuke effort to the Korean Peninsula, and then also, obviously, this IG report. And there were a lot of leaks about the IG report and how bad it was going to be, and so they had to come up with a strategy. And the strategy was as simple as this. I employed it many times as a child, when maybe I ate the last cookie and I told my mom I didn't, and she started asking a few questions about it, and I would say, "Say, I see Billy out there and he wants to play. I better get out there and find out." It's called change the subject. Todd, you probably did never try that, but I did that often. That was a regular trick of mine. You
know. I have no comments. Neither confirm nor deny.
You change the subject, folks. So please don't be pawns to this ridiculous game that they're playing of change the subject. And you know what? It's all about stopping Donald J. Trump. It's all about stunting the momentum, stopping it dead in its tracks, doing everything they can to hold off this Trump wave. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's why Heidi Heitkamp and all the Democrats, all the media types, they're hysterical. They don't rationally discuss this. They go into absolute flamboyant. I'll give you an example in a minute. Kristen Nielsen is the Secretary of Homeland Security. She was in the White House briefing room taking questions from reporters to give them some facts based on this case yesterday. And, you know, the drama around this is unbelievable. So that's what's going on. Please know that's what's going on. Okay? You got to know that's what's happening. And then it's a little easier to say, oh, my gosh, okay? Now, there's a way this is solved. This policy / law is changed, and you examine it. It's called do what you're elected to do. There's two proposals before the U.S. House right now on immigration reform. Democrats are refusing to engage in the debate. Here's a little tip for the reporters in North Dakota. Those of you who are safe for Heidi Heitkamp to talk to without fear she'd actually have to talk to real people, like has to happen on this program. Ask her why she isn't calling for her fellow Democrats, for her leadership, to engage in negotiations on a bill that would fix this. It's up to Congress to fix it. Ask her. Nobody asks. The other story we're going to tackle today is one that's of utmost importance to North Dakota as well, and that is our trade policy, the new tariffs. Yesterday we talked with a few folks that were in the room with Congressman Kevin Cramer and Secretary Wilbur Ross of the Department of Commerce, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, all together talking about the strategy behind this, the timing on this, where it's at, what's happening, North Dakota input. We'll talk with another member of that delegation, Kenny Grainer, will join us before the end of the program today to talk about his take on the meeting as well, and look forward to that conversation. So all of them have a little bit of a different take, and so I think it's good to hear from all of them and put the pieces of the puzzle together and get you as much information as we can, okay? All right, so we're going to do all that today on the program. Here's how you join our conversation. Todd and I get lonely if we aren't talking to our listeners. We give out our telephone number first for a reason. We love chatting with you. 701-258-0550, local telephone number, 800-228-0550. Those are the numbers to call, okay? You can also text Todd, 226-8503, or you can text me at 367-2054. Listen to this and tell me what you think of this. First of all, the reporter's question is rich, and then the answer from Kristen Nielsen. And I hadn't heard this answer before, so this is good information, her answer. So listen to both closely.
How is this not child abuse?
Which, be more specific, please. Enforcing the law?
The images that Cecilia was talking about and the sounds that we've seen from these big box stores, the Walmarts, the other stores, when you see this, how is this not specifically child abuse for these innocent children who are indeed being separated from their parents?
So I want to be clear on a couple other things. The vast majority of children who are in the care of HHS right now, 10,000 of the 12,000, were sent here alone by their parents. That's when they were separated. So somehow we've conflated everything, but there's two separate issues. 10,000 of those currently in custody were sent by their parents with strangers to undertake a completely dangerous and deadly travel alone. We now care for them. We have high standards. We give them meals. We give them education. We give them medical care. There's videos. There's TVs. I visited the detention centers myself. That would be my answer to that question.
Wow. How about that? See, so it starts as child abuse. How is this not child abuse, what you're doing? Are you kidding me? And then he's met with some facts. And the facts are, of the 12,000 HHS has, or is it DHS? I forget what. I think it's HHS. Of the 12,000, 10,000 were sent alone. 10,000 were solo. Talk about abuse. There's a parent that says, you're on your own. Go cross the border up there through Mexico. Have you heard that anywhere else? Is that reported anywhere else? And again, I would say, okay, so of the 2,000, so say there's 2,000, that's what she said, 12, and of those 10 had come alone, didn't come with a parent, weren't separated. You know, by the government, they were separated by their parents when they're crossing the border. So of the 2,000, let me ask you this. I don't know the answer to this, but I'd love to know. How many people in this country every day, how many drug raids are there, for instance? How many crime scenes where you got a criminal enterprise going on in a home and law enforcement comes in? What do? You separate the parent from the child. Why are we not having a hue and cry over that? I bet it's a lot more than 2,000. Again, folks, this isn't about what's happening at the border. This is about stopping Donald Trump. That's what it is. And my big question for you today is whether or not you see the politics of this being detrimental. In other words, should they just fix this no matter what because the politics look bad, because people are being sucked into this debate? Never mind the facts. We can separately come over here and talk about the facts of this. And you've done that very well over the last number of days when we talked about this. I get that. It's not computing for some. Should they do anything different, or should they simply say, get in a room, do your job, Democrats, Republicans, pass the law? Tell me what you think.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live First.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, I think way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends Sadak Diesel. CJ and the crew over there, busy this morning, hard at it. They always are. And I tell you what, if you call them, 210-0888, they'll get you in. You know, it can be difficult to complete your daily activities when your diesel tractor or truck is out of commission and maybe not working to the degree that it should be. Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. They live, breathe, sleep, eat diesel. That's what they're about. That shop is Dak Diesel of Bismarck. You can count on them. Great expertise. The mechanics there fix up your vehicle in no time. And the owner grew up in the auto repair trade. This is his game. CJ does a great job. So call him at 210-0888, 210-0888 for an appointment today online at DakDiesel.com. There's a new poll out in the Kramer versus Heitkamp Senate race. More good news for Congressman Kevin Kramer. We'll tell you about that, too, coming up here in just a bit, so stay tuned. Arland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, my wife and I did foster care for about 12 years, and we were emergency placement where people that got into trouble with the law and had kids with them, the police or deputies, whoever would have be in charge of the arrest, would bring their children to us, and sometimes we'd get them at 10 o'clock at night. One time, parents were drunk and disorderly at a softball game, and they took the kids and brought them out to us. And it's not uncommon for parents to lose their kids when they do something against the law. This is an exact thing that's happening at the border. These people are crossing the border illegally. So they get their kids taken away. What's different about that from American citizens?
This is why I am just, you know, beyond irritated by this whole debate. Because there's no rationale of any calm, you know, consideration of the facts in any of it. It is a total political argument. It is something designed to be a political blunt force instrument against Donald Trump. It is timed perfectly. Again, this was announced in April, okay? Well, why is it now? Well, a lot of good news. The economy, North Korea, the Inspector General report proving that the swamp is the swamp. This is why we need to be smart about this because, again, I end up debating chapter and verse what they're trying to claim of, oh, this is bad and that's bad, and you have to go, well, there's a law. Why wouldn't you want them to enforce a law? If you don't like the law, change the law. You know, wait a minute. Why are you outraged when, as you point out, Arlen, your wife and yourself, what do? You take in a child that's been separated from a parent. Why?
Right.
The parent broke the law. So if we do that with United States citizens, why is it cruel and child abuse and inhumane to do it to somebody at the border?
If they've broken the law, they need to get it right. You know, the kids have to be protected. And that's what we did. We cared for them. We gave them a place to sleep. We fed them. And, you know, someone needed to do that because the parents weren't responsible enough to do it.
Yeah, I really hope we take a step back and realize what's going on. You know, realize what's going on. Just because
it's a smoke screen, Scott. That's all it is. It's something to change the subject, like you said, and it gets the focus away from all the success that Donald Trump is having.
Yeah, exactly right, folks. Arlen, thanks so much for the call. 258-0550. I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that says, okay, yeah, I agree. That's what's going on, and I agree you can make an argument on why it should happen, and it's a law, and they're just enforcing the law. But politically, this is working. The president ought to blink and just fix this. And just not enforce the law any longer. Go back to the Obama way of catch and release. Does anybody think that it is politically costly enough? This is what it's designed to do. It's designed to come at a political cost for the president. Is it working, do you believe? Should they rethink this? Because I think that's sort of a separate track question from, you know, the facts of it. Clearly, it's a political blunt force instrument. Clearly, it's designed to hurt the president politically. If you see it working in the circles you're in, Do you think that the president should blink? Be curious what you think there. 258-0550. Gus and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, I wondered. I'm just curious. You're talking 10 and 12,000 children that are being cared for by HHS. What's that cost per day, long term? How much money has been spent? And wouldn't a wall with that money, using that as funds to build the wall to control immigration and control the children that are being sent across unaccompanied or accompanied, wouldn't the wall be cheaper than housing and caring for all those kids that everybody's worried about being away from their families?
Yeah, good question. The number I've heard is $35,000 per child.
Per day, per week, per month?
Yeah, and I think that must be the average stay or something because it didn't tie it to a length of time.
Now, you take that money, instead of spending it on caring for the children of the illegal immigrants, build a wall with that money and control the immigration. I'm all for immigration, but do it legally.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know what that number is, but over time, it would definitely add up, and that's a better way to do it, Gus. You're exactly right. Appreciate the call. The Republicans claim to be the party of family values. Looks like that only applies to American children. Newsflash, God loves all of us. Oh, don't you love that pious, in-your-face little attitude? First of all, I agree, God loves all of us. You don't own that. Second of all, I just explained a scenario, and Arlen did, with foster care on how children of parents that break the law are dealt with here in North Dakota. And so we're treating American children just like we're treating these other children. And I wonder if the texter is outraged by the fact that 10,000 of the 12,000 children in custody came alone, sent across the border without a parent. Would we blame the parent in that case? Texter says, why at the North Dakota Sport Hall of Fame banquet was Heidi Heitkamp on stage besides inductees and got to speak twice? Where was Kramer? I don't know. I mean, I guess we can say that one and ask Congressman Kramer tomorrow if there was, I know that Congressman Kramer was at a parade in Valley City this weekend, so close to the Hall of Fame there in Jamestown, I guess, but that was earlier in the day, and I don't know what was going on that night. I don't know if he was invited. I don't know any of that. So we'll ask tomorrow. How about that? Kevin and Cavalier, your next. More text to 258-0550. Call us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Republican House lawmakers are going to be meeting today to discuss immigration. That as criticism is growing to a fever pitch over the administration's zero-tolerance policy at the border and its continued separation of children from their parents. A White House spokeswoman, though, this morning continued to defend that policy. Mercedes Schlapp telling reporters,
"We have two House bills going through Congress. This is an opportunity that would close these legal loopholes as well as secure the border wall funding, and also take care of the DACA issue. The president has come up with a very strong compromise when it comes to this issue, and a generous one in terms of immigration reform, and it's time for the Democrats to come to the table.
President Trump now planning to slap yet more tariffs on Chinese goods, on another $200 billion of them. The Chinese saying they're disappointed but will retaliate. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Better sleep, better health. Simple as that. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that? I'm not kidding you. Studies prove the most important thing to your health is how much sleep you get and the quality of the sleep you get. This is one of the reasons we're looking out for you here. This is what Todd and I do. We get up every morning and say, what are we going to do for our listeners today, don't we, Todd?
Absolutely.
Job one, first thing we do. And by golly, we love taking good care of you. Do you remember back a couple of weeks ago, actually last month, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow Company set a world record for the largest pillow fight in history? We were down there the week that was happening. Thousands of people participated at the Pulse event in Minnesota, the event dedicated to giving hope to those who've been hurting or have lost hope, and to connect people with Jesus. Mike Lindell and his foundation do that a lot. Mike uses his story as a drug addict, finding his way and becoming a successful businessman to encourage others to redirect their lives and bring Jesus into it. This is his mission. So if you want to see, by the way, the biggest pillow fight, if you go to mypillow.com under World Record Special, they have it up there. It's pretty cool. And right now, they have a great deal. The standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever right now. Use the promo code SCOTT. Go online to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Anything they sell up to 50% off at MyPillow.com. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you can correct me if I'm wrong on the guy's name, but remember the architect of Obamacare called American people stupid?
And, yeah.
They'll believe anything you tell them. So it kind of goes with this deal about the immigration. Like you said, I heard the guy talking about the foster kids, and they show up at all hours when the parents got arrested for something. And I'm like, yeah. So I agree with that.
And this is probably my most important message today. There's a lot going on. You know, new poll numbers for Cramer. We've got the economy roaring. We've got the IG reports being scrutinized by Congress, so that's important. Obviously, the whole tariff trade battle for North Dakota ag is a big deal. But I've never seen it more obvious to know the timing of this whole debate over the border is specifically designed to stop Trump's momentum, 100%. And it only works, Kevin, if we don't recognize it.
Yep. And then Senator Heitkamp, if she's like a North Dakota person, she would say, she'd stand up and tell those people, that's the law. It's the law. We're enforcing the law. I'm from a border state, and I go for enforcing law. But, of course, she's silent, as usual.
Well, no, she's not silent. She's adding to the game of piling on of saying, oh, this is terrible, oh, this is awful, oh, this is terrible, without any rationale. In fact, her first statement on this was the most contorted, we need rules, we need laws, but this is bad, but I now understand this, you know, we need policy that's better, oh, but this is really bad, and, you know, come on, pick a side.
Okay, I didn't catch. I don't listen to the radio a whole lot this time of year, so I didn't catch all this. So she asked about on that side of the thing.
It's all over the map, Kevin. And by the way, it's just Facebook statements. She wouldn't actually want to interact with folks and have a conversation about it. But you're exactly right. Here's what Heidi Heitkamp ought to be doing. If she wants to prove her bipartisan credentials and be who she says she is in ads and not just talk about it but actually do it, she should be the lead voice that says, right now, I call on my fellow Democrats to get to the table to solve this problem. If she doesn't like it, fine. Stop it by doing what they're supposed to do. Vote on legislation. Take a position. Yeah. But see, the problem is she doesn't want to vote on that border wall before the election, right? Because she's going to have, if she votes for it, a bunch of people are mad. If she votes against it, she, you know, goes further in the hole on the politics of it. So this is the problem. So this is the design of the Democratic apparatus right now. It's make this a political problem for Trump, not them, by, you know, this emotional debate without any facts. So that's why I think it's important for us to talk about it. So I'm
sorry. Yeah, I agree. So, just my comment, anyway.
It's a good one, Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Got a bunch of texts here that I probably should get to, and then we'll kind of sprinkle in these calls, too. Mandatory DNA test at border to all families. Guessing we'll see 90% cutback of families arriving illegally on our border. Well, again, part of this is a deterrent. Scott, why make new laws for the last 8 years? The regime did not follow the laws that were on the books. The regime. What I'm saying is, if you don't like the law, what the Trump administration is doing is enforcing the law. The Democrats and the media are running around saying how horrible that is that they're enforcing the law. Democrats could come to the table and say, let's come up with a different policy. Trump has even said, I don't like the separation thing, but it's the law. So, you know, do you want to get in a room and figure this out? And now it's a question of who's going to blink first. Who should blink first? So I think what the caller or the texter is saying is, why make new laws? And, hey, Heidi, you had 6 years to do something with the border issue. Typical liberal whine cry, do nothing, says the texter. It's okay in many of these politicians' minds to separate an unborn child from a mother's womb through abortion, but it's not okay to separate a child from a parent who broke the law? That's a very interesting point, too. And I personally think of that every time I see a statement from people like, again, Heidi Heitkamp, who high-fived Chuck Schumer over her vote, saying it's okay to abort a child when it feels pain at 20 weeks. Science tells us it feels pain. Pain-capable act is what it was called. High five, Chuck Schumer. Woo! I'm with you. But, oh, we can't separate. Can't separate law-breaking border crossers from their children. Tells you everything you need to know, folks. Please pay attention. There's someone on the road. Maybe you're calling from space. I don't know. Hailstorm, you think?
Well, it sounds kind of like that.
Yeah. Hi, what's up? You're on What's on Your Mind.
Are you talking to me?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm driving on 94 doing some over-the-road trucking. Just got back to the United States this last November. I've been living in Mexico for the 3.5 years prior to that with my wife and Mexican daughter. My wife's from Mexico City there, and it took us those 3.5 years to get her back here to the United States. She'd never been here before. And I was a little ignorant of the immigration process when I decided to marry her. You know, I'm glad I did, but it was a fight for survival. working a minimum wage job in Mexico doing heavy labor for 200 pesos a day. And I heard on NPR someone talking about, you know, the 2 weeks or whatever it would take to get through immigration. And I'm thinking, where are these people coming from? I mean, who gets through immigration in 2 weeks? It took me 3.5 years.
And you're, so were you here and you're waiting for your daughter to come here? So it was you were separated from your daughter that long?
No. I was in Mexico working construction for 200 pesos a day with my family.
I see. Waiting to get in here, and it took you that long.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking is, well, why are we separating kids from their parents? Why don't we send the whole family back? I mean, what's wrong with living in Mexico? The only reason they're here is to make money. The same reason why anybody comes here. So why can't they come legally, too?
I agree with you. That's another argument, you know, because many of these supposedly are coming from Central America where they're fleeing, you know, awful situations. Well, they're in Mexico. They could work in Mexico, right?
Right. Well, if they have family in Mexico, then I'm sure they could find a job there, too. Yeah. Why not send the kids back with their parents?
And I understand, by the way, the backlog of asylum now is like 60,000 or something. So that's the other thing. Any of these people that are coming from Central America who have a legitimate claim about, you know, the conditions they're living in, they can go to the port of entry, and they will not be separated from their child. These people have chosen to cross illegally. So that's yet another fact that gets lost in this.
Why not send the kids back with their parents? That's the part I'm not understanding.
I agree. In fact, number one, that could happen. So the parent actually is apprehended, right, and put through the court process. The child then goes to HHS in these facilities and held. The court process is a few days, okay, I think at the most. And then they are given an option to take their child and go back into Mexico and not be separated. So those that have been separated, they do. They absolutely do. That's part of the law right now. They have, and again, so those that have not, again, that we're having this meltdown of a debate over about how horrific the policy, the law of the United States is done by the choice of the individual. You know, I would argue three times. One, they've chosen not to go to a port of entry and ask for asylum. They've crossed illegally, and then once they've crossed illegally, they still have the option to go back after, you know, the court proceeding. So they own it. I don't think that's heartless. I don't think that's evil, awful, terrible United States of America.
No, of course not.
So how old is your daughter now?
She's 3.
And you're in the U.S. now, obviously.
Yeah, we live in Minnesota.
Whole family. Wow, that's great. Good for you. Thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You better call again. Doc on the road. I don't know if I could work in that kind of environment. I've kind
I guess
of enjoyed
you
this
used
point.
To it after a while, but I'd have to have earplugs on or headphones or something.
Maybe the window was down.
It sounds like in the middle of an ice crusher or something.
We were getting a little of that wind noise. But maybe it was,
That's why I thought a hailstorm, because it sounds like you're inside some ice machine someplace that's constantly making ice. And I couldn't function.
Oof. No. Texture says, why don't the people that are complaining about the illegal immigrant children take them into their homes and pay for all their needs out of their own pockets with no help from the local, state, or federal government? See how much they like it then.
That's how America was built back in the day, wasn't it?
Side note says, I can't say what I really think because people would get mad.
Probably.
Care to speculate, Todd? And, what's making that person mad? This new shocking audio of children crying is neither shocking or abusive. I've heard worse in any grocery store when a mom is shopping with kids. This is so frustrating. Republicans need to stop whining and get back to work. Are Republicans the ones that are whining here?
Wow.
I'll find that audio, see if you agree, too, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thorlson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thorlson. You'll enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't turn on a newscast without hearing about opioids and the concern. The North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety Insurance sponsor today's Safety Training Spotlight. NDSC is the region's leader in safety training, now offering training on one of the fastest-growing epidemics in the country. The opioid epidemic has surpassed motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of unintentional death. Those numbers should wake you up. In North Dakota, overdose deaths have increased by 205%. The North Dakota Safety Council's opioid awareness course is designed to educate employers and community members on the dangers of opioids. And you learn what you do when you suspect abuse, intervention resources, how to respond if you suspect an overdose, and much more. upcoming opioid awareness courses are being offered in Bismarck on July 16th, in Fargo on July 24th. You can register online at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. I've mentioned a few times a new polling. Valley News Live, which is KVLY, commissioned a Mason-Dixon poll, which is a reputable outfit, to do a snapshot of where the Senate race is in North Dakota right now. And right now, it's, you know, I'm not going to give you all the results in the chapter in detail. I'll just tell you some of the highlights. But it's a four-point lead right now for Congressman Kevin Cramer. 48-44. There is a undecided of about 9% in that race. And what's really interesting to me about this is Congressman Cramer is winning a statewide race handily, which is certainly incredible when you think about, well, $1 million spent for and by Heidi Heitkamp in the last number of months leading up to this. You know, that one thing alone. In other words, she ran a big campaign fairly early in the race because her numbers weren't good to try and bring her up a little bit, and they're still not good. In fact, higher than other public polls that have been out there. I think the last one had a three-point lead for Congressman Cramer, so he's increasing that lead. But in Fargo and Cass County, get a load of this. Heidi Heitkamp at 54, Kevin Cramer at 35, and undecided at 11. What do you make of that? Other than something I've thought for a long time, the biggest threat to the conservative cause in North Dakota is Fargo. And the Red River Valley last go-around is the reason Heidi Heitkamp won by 3,000 votes. What did that mean? The rest of the state had somebody they didn't vote for as senator for the last 6 years. And thankfully, in this race, Congressman Cramer's hugely popular in western North Dakota, and it overcomes the closeness in eastern North Dakota, and more importantly, the Fargo Cass overwhelming. Isn't that amazing? Wow. We'll keep watching that for you, but overall, good news certainly for Congressman Cramer, and always interesting to see polls and kind of see where things are at right now. All right, so more of our feedback from our fine listeners here today. That's good old-fashioned common sense. Parents break laws, they lose kids until they're found fit to get them back. And make it well known across the land, you come here illegally, you're subject to our laws. Another texter, why isn't High Five Heidi, that ad being used anymore? Just curious, need reminders, people forget by election. That's true. That's true. By the way, Trey Gowdy is giving his opening remarks right now and or questions for the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Horowitz. These are always good exchanges, so I'm going to go to this here soon.
Trump is not only on that Russia investigatory team, he's actually leading it. So that's 3 weeks after Clinton is exonerated by Comey, Strzok is leading an investigation into Russia and possible connections with the Trump campaign. That's on the 28th of July. Now, on the 31st of July, 3 days after the Russia investigation began, Strzok wrote, "Damn, this feels momentous." The other one did too, but this was to ensure we didn't F things up. This one matters because it matters. And if you happen to not know how important it is, he went ahead and put matters in all caps in case you happen to not focus on the importance of why this matters. Now, her investigation was just to make sure they didn't F things up. This one, we're 3 days into it, Inspector General Horowitz, 3 days into an investigation, but this one really matters. I wonder what he meant by saying the purpose of the Clinton investigation was to make sure they didn't F things up. But the Russia investigation, nah, that one was different. That one really mattered. You know, it almost sounds, Inspector General Horowitz, like they were going through the motions with the Clinton investigation. But boy, they sure were excited about the Russia one. Then we get to August 6th. This is less than 10 days after the Russia investigation begins, and Page says, you are meant to protect the country from that menace. And then we get to August 8th, 2016, less than 2 weeks after the Russia investigation even began. The lead FBI agent says he will stop Trump from becoming president. This is 2 weeks into an investigation.
Isn't this something? Isn't this something? This is your FBI, folks. This is your Justice Department. He said we can't survive with a justice system we don't trust. More after the break. Don't go away.
Want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackPoolGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyBlackPoolGuy.com, and thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.